You're listening to Adelaide's best variety, 88.7 Coast FM.
And the time is 9 minutes past 11, and it's great to have the company of a delightful young lady, Sarah Bernhardt. She's a PhD student and involved in quite a lot of work at the Basil Hetzel Institute for Translational, I've got that right, I hope, health research. We'll have a chat with Sarah all about that very shortly, but I want to find out about the lady herself. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on board. Tell us a bit about your story. Born in South Australia?
Yep, so born and raised in Adelaide.
Good. Which footy team do you barrack for?
I don't watch footy.
Oh, goodness me. Well, you got out of that world, didn't you? I just had to check to see. Yep. Where were you educated?
So I did primary school at Edwardstown.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went on to high school at Unley High.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2012, I started university. So I did a Bachelor of Biomedical Science.
Right.
And I finished that up in about 2014.
Wonderful. And the next step on?
And then I did an honours project, which was at a breast cancer research group at the Centre for Cancer Biology.
Mm.
And after honours, I started my PhD in a different breast cancer research group, which was at the Basil Hetzel Institute with Wendy Ingman.
Been studying a long time.
Yes, quite long.
How have you found that?
Well, I really love science, so everything I've been studying has been science-related, so I really enjoy it.
Hmm. We have a lot of grandparents listen to our show, and because they have loving grandchildren, maybe in year 12 this year and looking to maybe head the way you've headed. When you finished year 12, was it automatic to uni, or did you assess whether you might have a break or whatever the case might be?
I went straight into uni following high school. I had a career goal in mind and I was going to meet that goal. I do know other people have taken a break after year 12.
Mm.
I guess it just really depends on what you want to do and where you want to go.
Yeah, fair enough. When you talk about the great work you're doing and studies you're doing, how does this affect you in relation to your future? It's my feeling that a lot of university people have got to be, when they do graduate, with these wonderful standings and what they reach, of being multi-skilled.
Yes.
How do you see that?
I think it's really quite important to have a skill set in lots of different areas, not just if you're doing science in the future, but for whatever career you want to have.
Mm.
It's good to be able to adapt and sort of branch across skill sets.
Mm. Well done, because I'm interested in that, because it's most important that you have that wide variety. Basil Hetzel Institute, of course.
Yep.
I've had a look through there. It lost me about the 2 minutes in of the great work that's being done there, but fantastic.
Yep.
How are you enjoying it?
It's really great there. So there is a lot of different fields of research that's going on.
Mm.
But I love working at the BHI. Like, it's a really quite a friendly team and everyone's quite supportive of each other. So it's a great place to work.
I can understand that. Already I'm seeing a real nice personality come out, so that's great. Hospital Research Foundation, tell me a bit about them.
So they're really quite great. They sponsor my PhD research project, and I know a lot of the research that goes on at the BHI, they help to sponsor. It's really quite great.
Hmm. So what are you doing with your PhD? What goals are you setting, and how are you going to get there?
Yeah. So my PhD, it's looking at improving treatment for young women with breast cancer. And so I started it back in 2016, and I'm hoping to sort of finish it up in the next 6 to 8 months and get my results then.
When you look at that, and I'm being very broad in my questions, I hope you don't mind, that there's been a heck of a lot of research done on breast cancer from many areas, not only here in South Australia but around the world.
Yep.
How do you challenge yourself to handle this sort of research when there is been and has been done a lot?
Yeah. So my project is actually looking at a gap in the research, something that people haven't looked at before.
Can you give me an example?
So I guess just a bit of background to my research project.
Mm.
Breast cancer is not just a single disease. There's lots of different types of breast cancer, and they're all treated differently. And there are now these new tests that are available that can help determine what type of breast cancer you have and how to best treat it. But these tests were developed in postmenopausal women, and these are women who no longer have menstrual cycles. And in premenopausal women, there are dramatic fluctuations in hormone levels of estrogen and progesterone during the menstrual cycle. And we know these hormones can affect normal breast biology and breast cancer, but we don't know how they can affect these tests that are being used in premenopausal women. So my PhD projects are really focusing on this, trying to look at whether the tests are appropriate for younger premenopausal women.
So when you started on that, you certainly would have had some goals.
Yes.
You're what, 2 years in? 3 years
in? I said 3 years, yeah.
How have you found it from when you first started to where you are now?
So I guess the project's sort of adapted along the way with what we've learned. But I'm really hoping once I finish analysing all the data and getting the results, that what I find out can really pave the way for more research sort of in this area.
It's interesting over the time, we were talking off air how long I've been with the Hospital Research Foundation and the various people who have come in. I've had one of the frustrating things, and I don't expect you to answer this because it's not fair, but there's some wonderful people who do brilliant research, and I love the work they do even more after my own personal experiences. But at the end of the day, a lot of time's got to be spent on grants.
Yes.
What I don't understand is why each group of researchers have got to fight each other to get to a common goal. Does that frustrate you?
Yeah. So science is really quite competitive in nature, and there are a lot of good research projects and good people who aren't getting funding for some really quite promising research. I think as a PhD student, I've really got to start trying to consider how I can become competitive to compete for grants and get my research funded.
What makes a researcher able to get grants? My understanding it is getting your work publicised and in medical books around, for use of a better word, around the world even. Is that right?
Yep. So it does depend. So publishing your results is really quite important to be successful, but it does depend on a lot of other things that you do. Getting involved with like community and promoting your research to just other groups and getting yourself out there is really quite
So you've got to go out and sell yourself, is that what
you're saying?
Yes,
pretty much.
Do you enjoy that?
It's all right, yeah.
Where do you go to do that sort of thing?
So I'm really quite interested in contributing to the community and just talking to people about what my research does and how it helps everyone else.
Mm. So you've got a lot of challenges and everything?
So there are. They do tend to be challenges along the way, but it's nothing that sort of can be worked out.
But the research aspect is a very challenging field. And
yes.
I've known people I've had here that have struggled to find work here and ended up interstate, some overseas. What are your thoughts? Do you want to... Will you have to move? Do you want to travel to gain more experience? What are you beginning to think about?
Yep. If I do go overseas or interstate... I think that would be a good experience, working in a different lab with high-quality researchers, I reckon, would be great.
Mm.
But, yeah, trying to find that lab that's high-quality and is doing some world-first research is really quite important for your career.
So you've really got to, even while you're doing this PhD, spend a lot of time researching what researchers are putting out, I guess.
Yep. Making connections and networking with other researchers is
how important is networking?
It's very important.
How do you do that for a person where you are right now?
Yeah. So as a PhD student, I'm going to conferences. I've gone to a couple national conferences, and that's sort of when you meet other people in your field of area.
Are they open to talk to you? I mean, it might sound a silly question, but research people do fantastic work.
Yeah.
Are they very protective of what they're doing before it gets out publicly, or are they open in what they want to share?
I think everyone's really quite open in presenting their work and their research, like what they've done. They're all for that.
Yeah, and they want to know what you're doing too, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll be learning all the way. But it is a great way of learning, isn't it, to talk to people who have done well, been where you are.
Yes.
And really pushing on to, what the future may hold.
Yeah.
So, priorities overseas?
I'd love to go overseas, yeah. It'd be a great experience.
Come back to Adelaide?
Yes, yeah. Adelaide's my home.
I'll have to make sure you do that, won't we? One of the saddest things is that we lose too many stupid people overseas.
Yep.
And some struggle to get back, but we hope you do as a comeback. Tell us about your supervisor.
Yep. So my supervisor is Wendy Ingman, and she's the head of the Breast Biology and Cancer Unit at the Basil Hetzel Institute. She's a really great supervisor. She's very supportive of what I want to do, but she's really experienced in everything she does. So there is quite a lot that I can learn from her.
Yeah, credibility, background makes a difference, doesn't
it?
Can really learn a lot off those sort of people, that's for sure. Away from work, what do you like doing?
Pardon?
Away from work you're doing, what do you like doing?
I have a couple of pet golden retrievers that like attention.
They're beautiful dogs, aren't they?
Yes, lovely.
Yep, and get involved in many other activities?
I enjoy baking and a bit of gardening, but
just enjoying life.
Yeah, little things.
Yeah, because with all the pressure that's on you, and they have no doubts about when you're doing a PhD, there is immense pressure, not only from within yourself, but I guess people that are supporting you and backing you 100%, family, whoever may be.
Yes.
How important it is to be able to unwind?
Yeah, you definitely need the other things that aren't related to your PhD, which you can do just to take your mind off of it. It really helps with the stress.
So if I said to you, what's your future, what would you say to me?
Well, one of my personal career goals is to have my own research group and to conduct research into breast cancer diagnosis and treatment.
Can I just go back to breast cancer?
Yes.
It's not choosy. I mean, people of all ages can be hit with this. Tell us a bit about what you know in relation to hereditary problems and things like that. Or do you get to see a lot of cases where there's been no background at all and people are hit with it? Is it because it's just part of your system that happens, or do people not do enough to look after themselves? How do you see the overall picture?
I think one of the misconceptions about breast cancer is it's predominantly hereditary, that you're carrying a gene or something. But that's not actually the case. A majority of breast cancers are caused by other environmental or lifestyle or age-related factors. And there are even some factors around that we're not quite sure how they contribute to an increased breast cancer risk. But
well, it's interesting when you said about the age thing, because there has been a lot of young people be affected with it. So when we talk about that, it's important that from a young age that females should get tested regularly.
Yeah, so I think with breast screen, it starts screening women from about 50 years up, because as you get older, you're more likely to, you've got a higher risk for breast cancer.
So if you're younger, is there any sort of signs you could really hit you between the eyes that would make you say, hey, I better get checked here?
Well, if you're a carrier of the BRCA gene or something, then definitely.
And that could come from background?
Yes. Mm. But otherwise, just you know yourself, if there's anything wrong or going on, it's definitely important to go to the doctor and see what's up.
One of the biggest challenges, and this is off track a little bit, but convincing men that they should have regular checks.
Yeah.
What about young people with your experience already? Are they conducive to having testing if they have the slightest concern, or is that an ongoing challenge that's got to be put out there?
I'm not 100% sure, but I definitely think it's important to be aware about this sort of thing, that it does happen in the younger women.
So it's it's National Women's Day tomorrow.
Yes.
Got anything planned?
Not really.
Do they ever have a Men's National Day?
I don't know.
Oh, I see the girls are all sitting here looking at me and saying, that's a very good question, Dave. I don't know. No, I'm being silly. Forgive me. But I guess at the end of the day, being a woman yourself in STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering and maths, what does that actually mean? If I look at the word STEM, what's that saying?
Well, I really love science and I love doing my research. And I think it's really important to get more women involved in STEM careers. There do tend to be less women in STEM and less women in the higher, the leadership or the higher up senior roles. But I think as a PhD student, one of the best things is finding a good mentor and finding a good support structure to really help me as a woman be successful.
And what about family?
Family is very important as well, very supportive.
Just giving you the great support you need.
Yes.
So when do you finish PhD?
So I'm hoping to wrap things up in the next 6 or 8 months.
Excellent. So what happens after that? Holiday for a little while or straight into it?
It would be nice to have a little break, but I'm really quite excited about my research, so it'll probably just can keep continuing.
So in the last 6 months, just to really close things off,
yes.
You've got to finish research, documented, yes. I guess, and all yep. this sort of thing. How long does that take? Is it ongoing documentation, or do you really have to sit down in the last period of time and finalise it and bring it all together?
So it's sort of an ongoing process, but it does take a lot longer to run your experiments and to do your research than you'd expect.
Mm.
So I started my PhD in 2016, and I'm sort of hoping to finish in the next 6 or so months. So
well,
it is a long process.
Well, I mean, I don't know how things will go, but I do know this. You've got tremendous confidence and you are very knowledgeable, and I'm very confident that in 6 months you'll get the reward you richly deserve. So congratulations. Let's reinforce the importance of Hospital Research Foundation. They've been very good for you as well. They're nice people down there.
They're incredible.
I've got to be nice to them, you see, but they are terrific people. Sarah, best wishes to you. You've
Thank
answered
you.
The questions extremely well, and congratulations. And I'll tell you, people like you, young, vibrant, and very positive, bring a lot of hope to us golden oldies,
yes.
mature-age people. I like that, not oldies, mature-age people for now and the future. So continue to enjoy, and... do your work to the very best of your ability, and I'm very sure you will.
Yes, thank you.
Nice to have your company. The time now is 26 minutes past 11 here at 88.7 Adelaide's Coast FM.